If you feel the tug from the Master's hand knocking at your heart's door,
amen.
Don't you wait for an invitation.
That's right.
Don't you wait for a special time.
Yep.
Don't you wait for a better season. Right now is the time. Always open up
to
somebody.
Yep.
Come on, pray. Hey, and if they don't, they stub up on you. I promise you, Jesus will meet you.
Man, Brother Randy and Brother Terry come here one time, preach revival. I haven't forgot it yet, the message Brother Terry preached on. The water's being troubled.
Amen.
The man was lame for 38 years, and nobody gets in the pool.
Yep.
Boy, look at everybody that's willing to help you tonight. Amen. I tell you, it's been good to be here tonight. I've got a song on my heart that I've got to sing. And I didn't want to bring my guitar tonight because I wanted to have my hands free. That's the most nervous thing you can do if you're used to having an instrument. No, I don't want a guitar. I want my hands free. Hey, the Lord is just in this place tonight.
Amen.
It's good to see how many people love to be in the Lord's house. And I heard last night you just had a good revival service.
Yeah,
had a good one where we was at. The storms was blowing every which way, and the master of the storm was in the house.
Amen.
I'm going to try to sing this song, and it goes right along with the message. I appreciate all the songs that have been sung.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in a place called heaven.
Yeah.
We've got loved ones on the other side.
Yeah.
We've got more to go to heaven for today.
Amen.
Believe there's power in prayer. Thank you. I'm going to try this. You'll just bear with me.
Bless him that, Lord.
It's hard to do this without a guitar because you don't know what key you're going to hit. You're going to hit all the high notes.
There was a king who got a letter. A mighty army without number, he spread it out for the Lord. God sent a promise, and just look at that devil's army met its doom. It's just amazing. It's moved mountain, parted river, brought the dead to life again. I called upon an old bear warrior a time or two.
That's right, sure did.
If you're in trouble, I saw a monk, he fought for life the whole night. St. Paul was gone, and how the tears fell, just a
bit.
But there's old grandpa
on
the corner, and he lived on the sea and through. That baby's still alive. It's moved mountain, parting river, brought the dead to life again.
Hey.
I called upon an older warrior a time or two.
That's right.
If you're in trouble,
what a prayer can do.
Amen.
Hey,
amen. Thank you.
him, Lord. It's going to be one of those nights. And I'm glad for it, amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's liberty here, amen. Now we can just get self out of the way, amen. We have a service. Amen. That's right. We got your Bibles. Turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 19.
Yeah.
We're going to read the story in the Bible, that song is based off the first half of it.
Oh,
it's been on my heart all week. I didn't know what was going to come out of it. I'll tell you what, ever since I started reading this afternoon, I knew it had to be true enough.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
I don't know why. Somebody here needs to have this.
Bless the Lord.
It might be me. It might be my neighbor. I don't know.
Amen.
I know I need it. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the main part of this chapter here, and the main part of this story. We may get in onto a little bit of background, I don't know, but here is where the power is in this story here.
Amen.
Start with me at verse 14 in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. Talk about this king that got a letter.
Yeah.
And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims,
that's right.
Thou art the God, even alone, Thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Thou hast made heaven and the earth.
That's right.
Lord, bow down thine ear and hear.
Yeah.
Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent him to reproach the living God.
Yeah.
Of the truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations of their lands.
Uh-huh.
And they have cast their gods into the fire.
Yeah.
For they were no God, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone.
Right.
Therefore, they have destroyed thee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only.
Amen.
Amen. I can just hear the pleading and going on in Hezekiah's voice.
Amen.
Amen. As he talked with the Lord, talk to him like you would talk to a friend.
Amen.
And said, Lord, would you bow down your ear just for a moment? Amen. Would you bow down and see with your eyes? Amen. What Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, has written to you. Amen. To our cities, to their lands, to your people. How he threatened your name. Amen. How he threatened. Amen. Your word.
Praise the Lord.
Bow down your ear and hear. Sennacherib had made many threats against Israel. Amen. He sent his men over there to send letters and talk the Lord God of heaven. Amen. And he sent letters over there saying that don't trust in Hezekiah's God. Don't listen to him. He's just going to lead you astray. Has the gods of all the other nations been able to deliver them? Has the God Asheroth been able to deliver that nation of Baal and all these other gods they mentioned? Have they been able to deliver out of my hand? Amen. He even began to mock the Lord and say, the Lord sent me, amen, to destroy Israel and take over. Amen, but God knew better. Amen, Hezekiah knew better. He knew he stayed upon his God. Amen, he told the people over there to take a Chronicles. Amen, to be strong and of a good courage. Amen, for they be more with us than they be with us. Amen, they've got an arm of flesh, but amen, we've got the Lord God. Amen, to fight all our battles.
Amen.
Oh, it's amazing what a person is. Oh, I tell you what, I want to read one more verse. This is good. Verse 20, then Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard.
Hey,
if I talk tonight, I have heard. Amen. If you get serious with the Lord God, amen, get serious about your life. Get serious about revival. Amen. The Lord God will hear from heaven.
Bless
him,
Lord.
Amen. We know the Chronicles verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14, my people, which are called by my name. Amen. Shall humble themselves. Amen. Turn from your wicked ways. I'll see my face. Amen. I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Bless him, Lord.
God means business.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, these little old bedside prayers we used to pray when we was a kid, don't cut it no more. Hey, man, we mean business with the Lord. Hey, man, get a hold of God. Just like the lady did. Hey, man, they had an issue of blood. She made business with the Lord. Hey, she went after him. Yes, there's a throng about him. Yes, she was unclean. Hey, but she went after him with all her mind. Did the best she could. Just grab a piece of that robe. Grab a piece of that garment. Because she said within herself, if I could just touch just a little bit of what he's got, come on, hey, man, I'll have. I'll be made whole. Hey, what do you like for Jesus? Amen. Turn around in the midst of everybody here and begin to proclaim, who was it? Hey, that touched me.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Who was it that touched me? I've got to know who that person of faith is. I've got to know so I can communicate with them.
That's right.
So I can get on the eye level with them. I can't get over this prayer. Hezekiah prayed with his heart. Hey, man, it talked about Hezekiah trusting in the Lord. Amen. And he had a heart to do for God what he, amen, God called him to do. He wanted to lead the Israelites, back to God. Amen. From so many other kings that had went down to the idols. He threw the high places away. Amen. He destroyed the brazen serpents. So that they began to worship as an idol. He wanted to get back to God where the square root was.
Good preaching.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him.
He prayed to God. Oh God, thou which dwelleth between the cherubim.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, the power of that statement. He was saying, God, I know who you are. Hey, man, the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. That had the tablets of stone and the rod of Aaron that budded. And the bowl of manna, placed therein. Amen. There was a nice lid that was overlaid with gold that was sit down on top of that and secure those things that were inside. And on either side there was cherubim facing with their wings bowed against one another. As it bound to God himself, which is said that he dwelt up over the mercy seat. Between the cherubim. Hezekiah was saying, God, the one who led us from Egypt over past the Red Sea. God, the one who delivered us. Into the promised land. And helped us overcome Jericho. God, I'm calling on you. Bow down your ear and look what the king has done. Look what he's written us about you, Lord. Boy, if there's any way you get the Lord's attention. It's mentioned his name in Hallelujah. That's the practice. Even Moses used that tactic. He said, Lord, if you destroyed us here in this wilderness, don't you know that all the lands around about us will say that God, who promised to deliver us, I wasn't able to deliver us, fully from Egypt and fully from the wilderness. God, don't you know that that's what they'll say? And God decided, I'll go all the way with you. I'll go all the way with you. Moses knew how to get the Lord's attention. Old grandpa in the corner knew how to get the Lord's attention. Hezekiah here. I knew how to get the Lord's attention. He began to pray to God with all his heart. Got alone with the Lord and began to pray. And began to see some results. Let's go over there and read a little bit about what God said. Boy, he said a lot. God had a lot to say. About Sennacherib. Once again, I'm going to get to the main part of what God said. In verse 32.
That's the Lord.
Okay, if I preach out, you just go right on in. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. Wouldn't even call him by name. That's the Lord. He shall not come into this city. Nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. Not even going to get close. Mm-hmm. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return. Shall not come into this city, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. For I will defend this city.
Yeah.
To save it for mine own sake.
Come on. Yeah.
And for my servant David's sake.
Amen.
There's a verse, I think it's over in Psalm 138 maybe. It said God will hold his word above his very name.
That's right.
Amen. When you call God's word into question like they are in today's time, boy, you'll get God's attention every time.
That's right.
Amen, because it's the most sacred thing here on this earth we have.
Amen.
Amen, because it's the most sacred thing that we have on this earth. Amen. God put it down through the holy men of God. Amen.
Yes.
Inspired through the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we try to mess with it, well, that's exactly what will happen. Amen. We just need to take God in His Word.
Yeah.
Amen. The beginning, the middle, and the end. Every place in the Bible there says that if you add to His words, He'll add to you the plagues of this book. And if you take away these words, He'll take away your part out of the book of life.
Amen.
That's
Bible
right
there.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's Deuteronomy, Proverbs, and Revelation.
Amen.
Beginning, middle, and end. I think that means something important.
Amen.
Amen. I'll defend this city.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it reminds me of what he told Moses.
Come on, brother.
Stand still and see the
salvation
of the Lord your God. He said he'll fight for you and you will hold your peace.
Amen.
Well, I like it when God gets in the back.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because He wins every time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Me and you just sit back, like that old story says, and say, sick of Jesus.
Amen.
And it came to pass, verse 35, that night, it didn't take him long, that the angel, singular, of the Lord, went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians. 185,000.
Yeah.
Man, if my math is right, that's 185,000.
That's
right. Soldiers.
Yeah.
One angel.
Yeah.
185,000 soldiers.
Yeah.
You worried about the terrorists now? Did you know that the terrorists over there, amen, are the same nation that this was?
Amen.
Did you know that the same nation, just a few pages back, amen, Elisha had come against that nation?
Yes,
amen. The king was after them too. Amen. And the little young one got up in the morning. And all he could see was the camps of all the troops that was scattered around the Israelites. Amen. And Elisha began to pray. He began to pray just like Hezekiah did. He said, Lord, open this one's eye that he can see. And it says his eyes were opened. He opened the mountains. In the next verse, he said, Lord, blind these men and
eyes.
Good
preaching. And it said later on that Elijah, the young one, he was a little zealous, kind of like Peter.
Yeah.
He said, Lord, my Lord, let's go ahead and slay these now. And he said, would you slay those that have come into your house? Not so many words, but basically saying that you held captivity.
Yeah.
He said, no, go get them something to eat and drink.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that the Syrians went out of camp. Came no more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Something stirred them up again.
Yeah, that's right.
They decided it was time to come back.
Uh-huh.
God said, that ain't how it's going to be.
Right.
Amen. It said the angel of the Lord came out, smote the camp of the Assyrians in 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses.
Amen.
So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned unto Nineveh. And over there in 2 Chronicles, it says he went with shame of face.
Yes, it is.
And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sherezar, his sons, smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amen. It talked about earlier than that. It was talking about how God would say that he would be slain from those of his own womb.
Yeah.
Amen. And he made the good on the promise.
Amen.
That song says God sent a promise.
That's right.
Just one amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Against 185,000 people.
Yep.
Amen. How great is our God?
Yep.
An army of soldiers. Amen. You can't stand up against God.
That's right.
Amen. People all over the world today, in government, in churches, everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to stand up against the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know the same Lord as Hezekiah did.
Amen.
Amen. And ain't you glad to know that of the same God that Hezekiah served and prayed so earnestly to?
Yeah.
Amen. It's the same one that's still alive today in our generation.
Amen.
And we can call on, amen,
amen,
just as much as Hezekiah boldly unto the throne of grace.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants us to ask Him for
help.
He wants us, amen, to depend on Him.
Yeah.
David depended on the Lord.
Amen, brothers.
David depended on the Lord.
Yeah, he did.
And he wrote about it several times.
Yes, he did.
In Psalms 116, very familiar scripture, he said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice.
Yes, amen.
My supplication.
Yep.
Because he's inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
Amen.
Amen. I preached last night in Isaiah 59, where it said his ear is not heavy that it cannot hear.
That's right.
And his arm is not short that it cannot save.
That's right.
For iniquities have separated you between you and him, but he will not hear.
Amen.
That's right.
David said, I'll call on him as long as I live.
Amen.
He said, he went on to say, the sorrows of death have passed me and the pains of hell.
Amen.
Get hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
O Lord, amen. I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful.
Yeah.
The Lord preserveth the simple.
Right.
I was brought low.
Yeah.
He helped me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Another place that I thought about, and I finally found it. I was trying my best to find it. It just came to me before the singing was over with. Psalm 34, verse 6 said, this poor man cried. And the Lord heard him. Saved him out of all his troubles.
Amen.
Amen. The angel of the Lord
tempeth.
Round about them that fear him.
Amen.
And deliver them. What did we just read about? Amen. The angel of the Lord. Amen. That went inside the camp. Amen. And destroyed every single soldier that came up against.
Amen.
The Israelites. He said in Isaiah over there, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
Amen. Amen.
Why? Because God is in control.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is in control. He's always in control. Always been in control.
Yeah.
Read the Bible.
Yeah.
More and more you realize who's really in charge.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. People worry about so-and-so getting their finger on the button. I'm telling you what, God's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen.
Amen. And what he says goes.
Yep.
Amen. He can disconnect the button without worrying. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Then he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Yeah.
And then one more verse. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them. Amen. Hezekiah knew the God that he served. Amen. Would deliver him out of all his troubles. I don't know if they had the Psalms back then. When the kings were reigning, amen, Hezekiah came. Amen. After David had been dead for a long time. Amen. But we find, amen, that he still knew the same God.
That's right.
He had the word of God in form like this.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it was, God was still able, amen, to prove himself.
That's right.
Amen.
Says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous.
Amen.
Over they wander to and fro throughout the whole earth. Amen. Seeking those. Amen. Whose heart is perfect towards him. And if your heart ain't perfect towards him tonight, believe it or not, you're on the side with the Syrians. You're on the losing side.
That's right.
Amen. They sing a song, brother. I think Brother Jason sings it. I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe that Brother Doyle sings that too, I think.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's an old song says, I'm a winner either way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad that this life ain't all there is.
That's right, brother.
My brother Jerry talked about the other night, the other day at the funeral for our dear sister. If we have hope in this life only of Christ, we're all in both
things.
Why do we preach Christ? Amen. Because He's not dead.
Right.
Because He ever lives to make intercession for me and you.
Come on, preaching,
and He sits at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Waiting for you to come.
Amen.
Waiting for you to have a relationship with Him.
Amen.
Like Hezekiah did with his God.
Amen.
Will you make that set tonight?
Come on.
As we all stand.
Amen.
I want to ask the sisters in Christ to come back and sing that wonderful song, I Believe. I tell you what, there is a place called heaven. There is also a very much a reality called hell. Amen. And if you don't decide to side with Christ today, amen, one of these days after a while, if you don't make that decision,
amen,
it's going to be too late to pray.
Yeah.
Well, the rich man found himself in a place called hell, full of torment.
Yeah.
Amen, flame on his tongue.
Yeah.
Ain't not even a sip of water to cool. His tongue,
amen.
He begged Abraham, hey, send Lazarus, how that he might come, amen, and dip his watery finger in the water to cool my tongue.
Yeah.
Amen, but Lazarus couldn't come there.
Amen,
the angel couldn't come there. Because, amen, there's a great gulf.
Yes.
He said, if we would come to you, we couldn't.
Right.
Came to us, you couldn't do that.
That's right.
Amen. It's too late to pray.
Yeah.
When you breathe your last breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't go out of these doors today.
Amen.
Without knowing who God is.
Yeah.
Personally.
That's right.
Amen. As they say.
Bless
you. Would you come?
God
bless tonight. Lord, touch hearts.
Lord, have your way. Sunrise, morning,
surely there's someone here. Out of all the people we have tonight, I'd like to reach out and touch the Master's hymn of His garment. Be able to say, Lord, if I could just get to you. Amen. I know and behold. Would there be one tonight, man? In that case tonight, man. Be one in that situation. Maybe you got loved ones you need to pray for. Amen. We don't ever know. When the Lord decided to take us out of this place, amen, we need to know for sure. What we leave behind is not a big pretty mansion on the hillside. Amen, not a big bank account. Hey, but what we leave behind is a testimony, a roadmap that they can get to heaven so that we can be with Him one day after a while. Amen. You say, I believe. Like the song says, Bible says that there is a will. Even the devil believe in truth. Hey, but where is your faith in your word says? Hey, are you willing to sit down at all? Say, God, I'm willing to prove that I've got faith. And by the works that it takes. Amen. By me moving these 2 feet, you bless me.
Yeah.
And find a place on the altar.
Yeah.
Amen. The throne of grace.
Yeah.
Get in touch with you. We've had revival this week.
Yeah.
You can have a this been in the church. You can have revival in your life.
Yeah.
You can have revival at home.
Yeah.
Hey, you can have revival on the job.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you wait? Why not tonight, amen? Why not tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. You may be thinking there and say, I'll wait till tomorrow. It may be all over by tomorrow. We don't know. People we've known have been healthy for years, and all of a sudden, gone. Snuffed away. Be with the Lord. Your eternity. Thank you. Thank you for being a community. Think about it tonight. Go home tonight if you don't come. And ponder that. Should come and make things right with the Lord. I'm going to ask you to sing one more verse of that song.
Thank you,
one more verse.
Bless the Lord.
I was there the day my daddy went to heaven.
You know, Lord, I don't want to see anybody perish. The Bible says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. All should come to repentance. Amen. It says he's long suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
Amen.
And I can't help but think in my heart, you know, God does not send anybody to hell.
That's right.
I can't help but think that God will watch you. He will go all the way.
Yeah.
Loving you all the way. Wondering why you didn't make that decision. Wondering why he had to look you in the eye and say, depart from me. I wonder, amen, the tears will be wiped from our eyes. But I wonder if God will be crying. Tears of sorrow as he says, depart from me. You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. God will love you all the way. But you must accept him to be where he is. And to be where your loved ones are if they accept him.
Come on, brother.
They went to their grave trusting in a man called Jesus. Died, amen, in their faith. When it comes time for you to be on your deathbed, hey, all you've got left is between you and the Lord. Amen, your riches won't get you out of that place. Amen, your good works won't get you out of that situation. Amen, you must call on one that has rose and conquered death. I beg you, don't wait till then. Now is the appointed time. Now is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice tonight, don't harden your heart. It's making your last chance.